What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served by No House Advantage. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. We took a day off yesterday. We're back again today, and I think we had our finger on the pulse of game two, except for having anybody make any threes for the Clippers. But other than that, I think we did pretty good out of day one.
I was pretty happy with the start, not going to lie. One of the wildest games I've seen. The last, as everyone knows, last 10 seconds took about a half hour. There was things that I didn't know possible happening. But yeah, Paul George, Marcus Morris, neither could make a three. Everything else, pretty crisp. And I think I can speak for you. 2-1 game, 2-1 on a three pick set is going to work every time. So we're going to see what we can do. We get game three tonight in LA. Obviously, the Clippers need the game.
Well, we are both going to provide our three best bets for today. We're going to finish that off with a little bit of a bonus, our favorite No House Advantage pick. You guys should go check out No House Advantage, whether that's NBA, MLB, NFL, PGA. Got a lot of different contest types for you. You can use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up. Get yourself $20 on a first match deposit bonus. Your first time signing up. Who doesn't like free money? You're looking to pick props. This isn't about fantasy points. You're picking props at No House Advantage. Same sort of stuff we're doing here. You don't want to miss it. It's a great spot to build your bankroll. So go to No House Advantage and check it out. We've got tons of free tools at AwesomeO.com that will help you in your journey. No House Advantage projections, No House Advantage optimal lineups, free for you. So go to the website and check it out. And check out No House Advantage. Would you like to go first, or would you like me to lead this bad boy off?
No, I'm sticking with my strategy. I had a good start. I deferred to you. You set the tone. Go on and make your first pick.
All right. So first one up for me, and I'll be honest, I am a little nervous about this one, so I'm not going too crazy. This is just one strip of bacon. Avicii Zubac over 8.5 points is -118. That's the direction I'm going. Right now on Odds Shopper, go to oddshopper.com if you want to shop these lines. It is the top expected ROI bet that you can have for any of the points props. I personally have him projected for 10.8 real points, so north of two, like an extra bucket for Zubac. My apprehension here is that originally when I first looked at it, I would have been willing to go to two strips of bacon on this one, given the gap that I have between my projection and where the line is. But I have a very small amount of concern now that Chris Paul is going to be back for Phoenix, that they're going to be running a lot more pick and roll, which is going to remove Zubac from the floor, and the Clippers are going to go back to their smaller lineup, a lot more Batum, a lot more Marcus Morris. I just don't know how feasible that is. Marcus Morris's knee is very clearly not okay. Nick Batum is just not playing nearly as many minutes as he did in the previous series, and I'm not entirely sure why. Those two things are making me a little bit nervous, because if they want to bump Morris and bump Batum, that's going to be Zubac's minutes that are going away. So I'm not going too crazy. We're only going one strip of bacon here, but at 8.5, I still love the over.
What is the 8.5? Is it minus?
-118.
118, okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, if he's going to get 30 plus minutes and shadow eight and whatnot, you're going to have opportunities for putback. You know, if you watch game two, Zubac, he got there with just garbage, you know, rebounds, little putbacks and whatnot. I do have some concerns on that. I may talk about that a little later in the show, though. Some of that. I'm going to, I don't know, kind of an interesting way to get things started. And it's a little counterintuitive when you look at the box scores. I'm going to the Clippers to win the first quarter at -110. This is a team, if you've watched the Suns in eight straight games have been tied or leading after the first quarter. They've been on a miraculous run there, and some of it is because they start fast, and others is that they get some fortunate bounces at the end of a quarter, which is pretty arbitrary. And I think that this is becoming a trend enough that the books are shading this a little more than I think they should. I expect the Clippers, after a game where you can certainly argue they probably shouldn't have won, but at the same time, they clearly should have won at the end there. I expect them to start fast. They are at home. And again, -110 on this first quarter money line. I'm interested in one of the themes of my picks today. I'm not saying Chris Paul coming back hurts the Suns, but I do think it causes a disruption of some sort with the way things have been organized. So I'm going to go with the Clippers to get a fast start tonight and win the first quarter at -110. One strip of bacon.
Okay. People aren't going to think that we are like legitimately not talking about what we're doing before we start this. Like you just led into my number two bet in a perfect manner. So my second bet is Clippers money line, even money, one strip of bacon. And the note that I have written down is, while I realize the Suns are getting CP3 back, I also think that that could throw off their timing slightly. So you're perfectly leading me into this bet.
The synergy.
I love it. I love it. Without communicating this at all. Look, if the Clips are going to win this series, it's got to start by winning this game. If they go down 3-0, this one is done.
Oh, you have it for the game.
Yeah. Okay. For the game, Clippers money line, even money. The line right now is either 1 or 1.5. I don't care about the point. I'm just going to take the even money. Again, I am slightly concerned with Marcus Morris's knee, but you know, give him a cortisone shot and let's get on our way here. I'll give him the old Lance Harbor. I think they picked this one up. I do. Obviously, the Suns are better having Chris Paul, but two games off, the way that he dominates the ball when he's on the floor, that's just going to change up your timing a lot. We're going to probably see Campaign playing significantly less minutes than he was playing, and he cooked in game two. It's not that I think Chris Paul is going to be a problem, but whether he had, you know, he did have COVID. We have no idea how that's going to affect him. It could be not at all. It could be a lot. He could just not have the same sort of gas in his tank. I'm a little nervous of all of it. And it just makes sense to me that the Clippers can come back and pick up at least one game here, get to 2-1. I do like the Suns for the series. I already have that bet locked and loaded. But right here, Clips money line, I'm going to take my chances in game three.
I'm going to keep it going. Same theme. Chris Paul under 17.5 points, -113. You summed it up nicely. I'm not going to spend too much time here. I don't know. I think there's a lot of variables. Campaign was absolutely phenomenal. I don't think they're just going to say, all right, you know, you're going to play minor minutes. I think they're going to try to get him on the court a little bit. We don't know exactly where Chris Paul is at. He's a great player and I expect him to be good, but 17.5 is a pretty lofty line with some additional variables. So at -113, I think that goes under. And that is one of my bigger themes today, is just shorting Chris Paul in general.
I can't argue with it. That's sort of my thought process. I don't have an individual Chris Paul bet, but I think we're looking at this game in the same way. My final pick on another single strip of bacon. I couldn't find anything that I really wanted to go crazy on. So one strip of bacon here, Patrick Beverley over 1.5 3-pointers made, which doesn't really feel super comfortable, but it's +182 right now. And that is why I'm a little bit more interested. I have him projected for 1.4 made threes. I haven't taken about 4 threes for the game. So I have him right at the number, but I'm getting +182 for it. Like, that's value I just can't turn away. I expect Beverley to continue to get big minutes in the series, especially given the weird status of Batum and Morris that we've talked about. When I have it projected neutral for the number and I get that kind of value, I just have to have something on it, even if I don't really love the idea of Pat Beverley just jacking a ton of threes.
No, the lines always dictate, you know, what you're going to do. And again, a weird show so far, a lot of synergy. My last pick, all mine are going to be to win one strip of bacon today, is Pat Beverley over 2.5 rebounds. It's -148. It's certainly the other side of the pendulum. It's juiced where you're getting plus money. But to me, it's just a product. They want Pat Beverley clearly on the floor a little more than we expected, or I expected. If he's going to get those minutes, he's going to just walk his way into multiple rebounds, just like the last game. He had 4 boards. I think he could play even a little more, you know, in this game. He was pretty good down the stretch. Simple as that. I know the line is juiced. I expect this to close north of -150 for sure. So at -148, I think we're going to end up getting some closing line value here. And I think he clears this one very easily.
I love it. I feel really good about our card today.
Yeah, this could be an 0-6er if we get this one wrong. But yeah, you know what? I like where we're at. And then now it's time for your side dish.
Yes.
What do you got? This one should be easy to me.
Oh, it is super easy. I assume we're going to be going in the same direction. We might have picked a different one, but I think we're going to the exact same spot. So this is your side of No House Advantage. This is the best play that we can find on No House Advantage for tonight's game. And for me, quite obviously, I think that would be going to Campaign. I have it under 22.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. I just don't think that that line is set as if he's playing a lot more than I'm anticipating him to play. He's certainly going to be the backup point guard. And I think that he could probably grab all of the minutes that Devin Booker is also not on the floor, but that still doesn't total out to be a ton of minutes. I have him like 10 full points, rebounds, and assists below this number. I expect this to be the most popular one on the board. I didn't see any campaign props out there just in general to see if it crossed over, obviously because of Chris Paul. So I'm going to feel pretty good taking the under here on campaign.
I thought I was really sure we were going to match here, but we're not. I'm going to your original prop with Zubac. It's over 5.5 points on no house advantage. Simple as that. You like this over, what, 8.5?
I have him at 10.8 for the game.
That's all we really need to know. This is a line that's not factoring in what we've seen, particularly in game two. If he's on the floor for significant minutes, over 5.5 is just not a right number. And that's where the value comes in. I will take that easy side dish to round out my card today.
I'll say this much. If my campaign no house advantage bet goes over, you're definitely winning your Chris Paul under. Like, those two things are going to go hand in hand. And I think that they can both pretty easily win. But if the no house advantage piece loses, Chris Paul's not going over.
But absolutely. And if I can also guarantee if you hit your Zubac prop, I have a pretty damn good chance of hitting my no house advantage prop. I think that's pretty safe to say.
Very true. Very true. Anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here?
No, I know we said this last time, but this time we actually mean it. We are going to be back daily with this. We are going to do Eastern Conference Finals. Last night was quite an ordeal for the Bucks. They will be back, I'm sure. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And it's not just going to be the NBA. We've got a ton of fun things here at the breakfast menu. So hit some likes on your way out. Social support for the new show. We appreciate you guys. We're going to try to keep it rolling. Add some strips of bacon to the old bank account, and we'll see what we can do.
There we go, everybody. And we actually dodged a bullet, because we probably would have been on a lot of Bucks bets and that wouldn't have won. So
can confirm.
Got to do what you got to do. Thank you guys for joining us. One last time, like, subscribe, notification bell. This is the breakfast menu served by No House Advantage. And we will see you guys again tomorrow morning.